Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
The first Saturday in October brings us time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike, along with Tom from Americana Insurance via the phone line this morning, and a good morning to you, Mr. Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. At least I didn't call you Tom the Turkey. I guess we'll have to wait for another month for that to take place, right?
I think so. I think it's November, yeah.
Yeah, but it is October, so we don't want to confuse our listeners.
No, it's October, and you know what that means. It's harvest season out there, Mike.
Absolutely, and before we get started, I know you and I both have talked about give the farmers a break. They are busy in the fields trying to get the soybeans, the corn, and you know, you see those large combines that are going down the road. You know, they may only go 20, 30 miles per hour, but you know what, folks? They're putting food on our table.
That's exactly right, Mike. And so our show today is going to be about harvest season precautions. And every harvest season, Mike, it has its own set of challenges. I don't care what year it is. There's always challenges, and 2021 is no exception to this rule. Common concerns every fall that seem to occur each year are weather, grain moisture, will there be adequate supplies of dryer fuel, storage space, and available labor, especially this year. I mean, available labor is like anywhere. Obviously prices, too. You know, prices are a big deal. So I'm going to go over some three key tools that farmer can use to prepare for harvest every year. It's called the three P's, Mike.
And
it's my three P's.
Yeah, and obviously it's something that hopefully the farmers have thought about prior to actually getting in the field. But let's touch on those three P's that you have.
And you're right. They're already, most of them have started. Not all of them, but have already started. So, yes, this we could have done this show a little bit earlier, but actually I think it's a good time, too, because I actually get the farmers probably listening to their radio while they're out in the fields right now.
For sure.
So, not only is it these are things that they can hear during the while they're harvesting, but also even for planning for next year. It's a good message for them. So the three P's are planning, preparation, and patience. Planning is develop a plan for normal bottlenecks that each farmer faces each year, and plan for the unexpected. Always plan for the unexpected, okay? If this happens and it's unexpected, what can I do? What am I going to do? Preparation. That includes preseason tune-ups on all harvesting equipment, storage, and grain handling facilities. Again, hopefully that's all been taken care of by now. Most important of all is patience. We know there will be long hours in the field. The combination of fatigue and frustration can lead to deadly accidents. Mike, just in our agency, we have had numerous serious incidents that have occurred with our insureds. And I would say during harvest time, 75% of those are farmers in a hurry. That includes we've had deaths. We've had serious accidents to bodily injury, basically losing
fingers,
arms,
yeah.
Whatever, you know, fingers, yep. And also property losses. We've had some pretty large property losses even, you know, so with that. So as far as the planning phase sets the stage for a successful harvest. Fall can bring with it many different types of weather or field conditions. One of those in the fall is dry and windy conditions, okay? So the decision must be made whether to take out a field on a given day or not, depending on the conditions. We have to find ourselves in a current situation we have in this area is we have some very good crops in what I would call good dirt, okay? And when I say good dirt, all farmers know what I'm talking about. That's good farmland. But we have corn that has started toppling over due to lighter soil that it's in our drought conditions that we have had this year, okay? So why is that happened? Because it hasn't, because of it's in light dirt, and with the drought conditions, the plant hasn't been able to grow as strong as it normally would. So if you go around into some fields, you might say, wow, that thing is really toppling over. It's probably because of those conditions.
Right.
Many of our farmers have started on those more susceptible fields first, okay? So they, why? Because they don't want it to go down any farther, okay? So they have developed a plan to let's say, let's go harvest that, okay? So need to develop a plan for dealing with different type of grain quality coming out of the fields. As our harvest is here, most farmers have completed their preseason checks in the harvest equipment and grain storage facilities. Just like we already said, let's hope that that's all been done. Okay, now we come to the preparation part. Proper adjustments on the headers, stock rows, and gathering change will be critical when working in down crops. Okay, harvesting down crops requires combine headers to operate close to the ground. Dirt, rocks, and crop residue will cause additional wear and tear on their equipment. This will require increased attention to maintenance, lubrication, and adjustment. Excessive foreign material, Mike, will get in your harvested grain, will lead to uneven ventilation in the storage bins, and will impact your grain quality management plan. So again, try to make plans for what you can do. Okay, make sure. And by the way, the harvested down crops and trying to, and you get more wear and tear in your equipment. We've already actually had claims with rocks that have congested into the combine. Okay,
and a lot
make
of
sure that you. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of well, call them city slickers up there talking about. Well, how can you get a rock in a combine head? Well, it's pretty easy when that combine head drops into the ground. And, you know, over spring and summer, those rocks start popping up out of the ground. That's why some fields you see folks going through and picking up small rocks.
Exactly, exactly. And so those things, it's like they're almost like a plant sometimes out in those fields. They all of a sudden pop up, and it's like, where did that come from? Well, that's what happened. But when you're having to get your head down so low, you because of the issue with the down crops or the toppling over of crops, that can cause that ingestion of of that rock into the combine and can cause a lot of damage. However, like I said, we've already had those claims, but make sure if you are a farmer that has that happened, okay, call your agent ASAP because many of the companies have limitations of days that they can report those rock claims, okay? And there's reasons why, because it used to be where, a guy would throw his combine in January, February to the dealer to get the combines to work on, and all of a sudden, there'd be some big claims, and let's just say it helps for fraud situations,
right,
or things like that. And I'm not saying that everything is fraud, okay, but that is what has happened, and insurance companies had to do something about that. So,
and obviously, the farmers should know by now that anytime you're out getting ready to go into the field, that you don't shortchange by putting those, what we'll call machine guards in place, and the safety interlock switches are all operating correctly.
Absolutely. That is very important. Ensure that you have adequate lighting on farm equipment, including turning signals, flashing lights, reflectors, and slow-moving vehicle signs. for large combine heads, okay, always use the header cart when traveling on the roadway, even for those short hops fields to the field. Do not rely on motorists who might be distracted to react in time to oversize the slow-moving equipment. Always have a fully charged fire extinguisher available. On extremely dry and windy days, we recommend that they take a water tank even out to the field if necessary. Never harvest alone. The combine operator is focused on the header operation, may not see the small fire developing behind them. A second combine or grain cart operator can help spot developing problems. Plus, if that person were ever to get hurt or injured, you don't want them laying out there, you know, and who knows, they could potentially pass away because no one was available for them right away, you know, things like that.
Let's take our first break, Tom, as we're talking about the harvest season precautions, and we've got one more category to talk about, a very important one, and that is the patience side of things. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our insights into insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. We're talking with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance on the harvest season precautions. And Tom, we talked about two of the three Ps, planning, preparation, and now I think one of the most important phases is patience.
Patience is the most important one, Mike, and not to say that none of them are important, but this one is really important. Long hours lead to operator fatigue, Mike, and add in the stress caused by equipment breakdowns, long lines at the elevator, and difficult harvest conditions can bring on begin to understand why people take shortcuts with safety.
Right.
We understand it, we just don't want it, okay? Remember, safety is something to practice, even when no one is looking, okay? That's the key. When no one is looking, are you still
paying attention,
practicing safety? Yep. There is no task so important that it's worth lowering your safety standards. Farm equipment is fast, aggressive, and powerful. Farm accidents are horrific, tragic, and all too often fatal, Mike. And I just want our farmers, my clients, and everybody that, and a lot of friends, to be safe. If you're harvesting down corn this fall, okay, we got some out there, you will likely experience a plugged header. Farmers have been known to bypass the safety interlocks of the combine, leaving the header running as they attempt to clear the choke. The gathering chains and the stalk rolls on a corn head are designed to grab the corn stalk and pull it down, separating the ear from the stalk. If a farmer tries to unclog that header with the machine running, they risk being pulled into the machine. These types of incidents can result in the amputation of both arms. Studies have shown that it takes a typical adult approximately 0.2 seconds to react. So that's pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
In the time that it takes a farmer to realize that they are caught in the machine, the corn head will have already pulled them in about 3 feet. Just think of that. Again, avoid working alone. Spouses, and if you do need to work alone, spouses and families and employees need to have a check on that farmer. Okay, just don't leave them out there for hours at a time. Make sure that you're checking with them. Okay. Also, spouses and families and employees need to have frequent safety meetings. Okay, let's talk about it. Remind them. You know, let's stay safe. Okay. So those are all the things. Those are the three P's. Again, there's a many, many more things too, but those are the things that I really want to stress.
And Tom, I want to bring in, on the patient side of it too, keep in mind that these farmers are under a lot of stress to get their crops in the bins, and family members need to be patient with them as well. There may be some short tempers, but it's not taking it out on their spouse or their son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter. It's just they're trying to concentrate, and stress can be a big factor with the family members as well.
Yep, and that's a great point. And then also the public needs to be patient with farmers out on the roads and things like that too. So let's keep everybody safe.
And Tom, I know you always do it every year. You have that farm lunch delivery that's coming up here on October 14th for clients of Americana Insurance. You can sign up farmers or family of the farmer on the Americana Insurance website, or Tom, they can just simply give you a call as well.
Yep, at 377-2000, Mike, and each year we deliver anywhere from 400 to 500 lunches to our client farmers. So, and in closing, I just want to say have a safe and prosperous harvest, and even if you're not my client, I want you to have a safe and prosperous harvest, everybody, and that includes people that aren't out farming. Please. Be safe around the farmers when you're out on the roads.
That's Tom Sorensen, and I'm Mike Whitus, and that'll wrap up this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.